I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Thursday, June 18th. As data centers proliferate across Ohio, the Ohio Chamber of Commerce published a report assessing whether water resources can handle the growth. As WYSO's Adriana Martinez-Smiley reports, availability may not be the issue.
The Chamber of Commerce, which advocates for businesses, completed this study because of public concern about how much water these centers use. It focused on two regions making up the lion's share of the state's data center growth: Central Ohio and the Cincinnati-Dayton region. The report forecasted water demands for data centers in these regions through the year 2030. The results? In Central Ohio, data centers will account for 8% of the region's human water consumption. In the Cincinnati-Dayton region, data centers will account for 1% of the region's consumption.
The central takeaway that we had is Ohio is just well positioned in terms of being able to meet the demand for water just due to the aggregate water capacity that Ohio has. And we see it really supporting data center growth through 2030 if that's the choice, right?
That was Demetrius Thomas, the lead researcher for the report. But the report also states infrastructure, water demand for increasing energy generation, and wastewater are all things communities should consider. The chamber used this research when lobbying an Ohio committee to keep sales and use tax breaks for data centers. For WYSO News, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
Governor Mike DeWine is just months away from leaving elected office, but he's calling on lawmakers to abolish executions. Introduced each of the last 8 legislative sessions, it's an idea that's gone nowhere. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports that other Republicans say it's likely not to go anywhere soon.
As governor, DeWine's delayed every scheduled execution since January 2019, some more than once. He's long blamed it on the lack of access to lethal injection drugs. But Representative Brian Stewart, a Republican, says that's an excuse.
So the idea that every other state can find these drugs, but gee shucks in Ohio, we're not able to, it's a bit of a crock.
Over the years, some members of Stewart's party have come out against the death penalty.
That's fine. That's their right. But they're nowhere near the majority, and they're not going to prevail on getting a bill passed.
So the issue likely rests with the next governor. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
And Ohio's attorney general says he will continue to uphold the state's death penalty law in spite of a call for abolishing it from Governor Mike DeWine, who appointed him as attorney general. State House correspondent Karen Kassler has this.
Andy Wilson says he respects the opinion of DeWine, who chose Wilson as AG last month. But Wilson says, as a former prosecutor who tried 4 death penalty cases, it's an important tool for the most serious crimes. And he says deterrence, which is a reason DeWine cited for his opposition, isn't the only goal of the criminal justice system.
You can argue one way or the other on whether or not the death penalty has a deterrent effect, but it certainly has an incapacitating effect. Or it certainly serves a retribution goal for families.
Wilson says he's relieved that DeWine did not commute the sentences of the 114 people on death row in Ohio, but DeWine still could before he and Wilson both leave office in January. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A center designed to support regional growth and personal development will officially open soon. Dayton Metro Library says its Center for Community Impact and Innovation at the main library in downtown Dayton will connect patrons with essential services, guidance, and opportunities through programs and events that address social, educational, cultural, and economic needs. Library officials say the center is a way that libraries can adapt to meet the growing needs of its patrons. The ribbon cutting will be Wednesday, June 24th at 4:30 p.m. on the first floor of the library to the right of the main entrance. There is promising news for millions of Americans who suffer from chronic headaches and migraines. WVXU's Tana Weingartner reports.
Research is proving weather causes headaches. A new study involving UC doctors links 2 specific weather patterns to new onset headaches. Dr. Brinder Vidge is co-director of UC's Division of Headache Medicine. He says the study also shows the drug, brand name Ajovy, helped prevent the weather-related headaches.
This is the first study which actually showed that you could actually prevent weather-associated migraines with a treatment.
The two weather patterns were a low-pressure system with precipitation and a high-pressure system called a Bermuda High. The study looked at patients in the Northeast U.S. He says more research is needed in other locations. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Tana Weingartner.
Much quieter weather today than we had yesterday evening and overnight. We're looking for a high today near 80 degrees with just a slight chance of a passing shower later this morning or this afternoon. Looking for a nice day on Friday, Juneteenth, a high again near 80 degrees. Do have a chance of some scattered showers this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And that's WYSO Today for Thursday, June 18th. I'm Mike Fraser.